Hi, is this Miss
Hi,
Scott?
yeah.
Hi, my name's
Hi.
Jessica. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Have you got an attorney already to assist you?
No, not at this time.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Actually, I just got diagnosed. And I've been off for the depot for years now.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear you were diagnosed with a meningioma.
Yes.
Okay, so again, I'm sorry to hear. Were you diagnosed this year?
Yes. I go back to the doctor on the 18th to get the final result.
Oh, okay, so did they already diagnose it, or you're waiting for the final diagnosis?
I mean, I have they have the results in, but I had like a diagnosis and I had to go back in for more testing, if
Okay.
that makes sense to you.
Well, do you know if it was diagnosed?
I mean, yes, it was, I'm
Okay.
saying, but I have to go back in.
To do more testing.
Right.
Okay. And again, I'm sorry to hear. What month were you diagnosed?
October. What's this,
October.
November?
We're
No, this
in
is December,
December. Yeah, we
October.
get October. Okay. And are you, I know you already said you don't have an attorney, but are you willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And you do want to see if you meet the criteria to participate, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No, I don't.
No. Okay. And then next here we'll go through the Depo Provera information. So did you use or consume the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And again, you did use it for at least 1 year.
Yes.
Okay. And then within the 1 year, can you confirm if you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Oh, I had a lot of injections. I was on it for some years.
Okay, so then, yes, then there was at least four injections in the year. Yeah. What was it?
I say yes.
Yes,
It
okay.
was in the early 90s.
Okay. That you started using it?
Yes.
Do you know what year estimately, best to your knowledge?
90, like a 98, 90, 97, 98, between those two.
Okay. And do you know when's the last year you used it?
It should have been 90. Lord Jesus. It should have been 98 because I got pregnant in 99 and I wasn't on it.
Okay, so
Okay.
you stopped in, you said 98?
99. Well, yeah, 98.
99.
98. Yeah, that's right.
So did you only use it for 1 year?
No, I was on it. I was on it as a teenager, so I started taking it at 16 because I didn't do well with the medicine. So I started taking it like 16 or 17, and I was taking the shot instead of doing the medicine.
Okay, what year was that estimately that you first started using it?
The early 90s.
So like 91, 92, 90.
Yes. Somewhere in there, yes.
Okay, what best to your knowledge, what year would you say?
92.
92. Okay. So you did use it between 92 to present date then. And then next here, the injured party information. So again, you were diagnosed with the meningioma. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Female. Okay. And then the spelling of your first name, is it Keitha?
Yes.
And then last name, Scott?
Yes.
Okay. And then the email we have here is your last name, first name at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then is the 704-449-9366 your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is your mailing address?
4608 Sharon Chase Drive,
It's
unit.
Sharon.
Yeah, Sharon Chase Drive, unit C.
In what city?
Charlotte, North Carolina, 28215.
Okay, perfect. And then for the medical record release forms, what's your date of birth? What's your date of birth?
Oh, 8/11/78. I'm sorry.
It's okay. 8/11/1978.
Yes.
Okay, and then your social?
239-479-5534.
And again, it was 239-479-9534.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then next here, the medical information. So, do you remember your or know who your diagnosing doctor is, or at least the facility?
It was at the time, I think it was Dr. Harvey Harris.
Harvey Harry?
Harris.
Harris?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what facility or clinic?
It was Flood and Harris, but they're no longer open anymore. But he still practices, the doctor does. But it was Flood and Harris OBGYN. These are cute.
You said Floyd and Harris?
Flood.
Blood. And
Flood and Harris.
OBG.
OBGYN. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't notice I was that close.
Is he on Carmel Road?
No, they
No.
used to
Oh.
be.
Let me
I
see.
don't think the practice is open anymore.
And this is the diagnosing. This is who diagnosed you recently?
Oh, no.
Oh, this is for prescribing. Is that who gave you
No,
this
that
stuff?
wasn't, yeah,
Was
that's who gave me this
okay.
stuff, yeah.
Was do you know if
I'm
it was on
sorry.
4th Street? No, it's okay. I'll
Yeah, that was
put
on
that
4th Street.
4th Street. Okay, I found it. I found a note. Novant Health, Flood and Harris,
Nobody
OBG.
has, yeah,
That's it.
yeah.
Okay.
That's the prescriber, like you say.
Okay, let me put in that information. One moment. And then, who is the diagnosing doctor?
Dr. Hayes, they knew. I don't know the first name.
Okay, Hayes is the last name, though.
Hayes, Hages, Hag, Hayes.
Okay. At what hospital or clinic?
It's Novant Health, Bond and Novant Health, sign or something. I don't know.
All right,
I'm not at home, so I can't look it up.
Let me see. In what city?
I'm just trying to say Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm just trying to get it from the top of my head.
No, it's okay. Let me, I'll look here. And the last name was H-A-D-E-S?
H-A-G-E-S, Hague, like Hague, H-A-G.
Oh, I see. On Billingsley?
Yes. Okay. Ooh, Lord, dude. I'm turning up all these people stuff. Cute.
And then, have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, not at all.
And then, is Dr. Hague the one that treats you as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then, what is your pharmacy's name?
Where I go to the pharmacy at?
Yeah.
Walgreens.
Walgreens. Is it in?
Yeah.
Okay. On Tyron Street?
Huh?
Is it on Tyron Street?
No, it's Walgreens, Charlotte, Walgreens, I can't think. Walgreens Milton Road.
Milton?
Yes. And Sharon Emily.
Okay. I think I found it. 3080 Milton Road.
Okay. Yeah, and Sharon Emily.
Okay. And then there would be a medical record to show your diagnosis, at least for the doctor. Okay.
Yes.
Then lastly here, we request an emergency contact just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yes. Let me find my phone number.
Okay. Do they live with you?
Yes.
Okay. And then, what is their relationship?
My son.
Son. And then his name?
Zion. Z Y O N.
You said D Y O N?
Z Y O N.
Z as in zebra?
Z as in. Yeah, zebra. I'm sorry.
No, it's
I'm
okay.
Looking for the number.
No worries.
(704) 299-7699.
Okay, perfect. So, is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, so bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely, bear with me.